Robert Norwood of Walla Walla, attended a one-room school, then joined the Navy on a whim. After service, he enjoyed a rewarding career as a school counselor. He talked to his son Mike about his schooling experience in today's StoryCorps Northwest, recorded virtually.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your elementary education. Oh.
They were all one-room country grade schools. It was kind of like a little house on the prairie. So every few miles, there would be a one-room country schoolhouse for grades 1 through 8, wherever the farmers around us had children. And the most children were kind of centralized. That's what school would be open. One teacher, and that teacher would be a high school graduate who went to college for 2 years to what was called a normal school. And that gave her a certificate to teach. What we had was we had a set of encyclopedias and we had a dictionary. That was about the extent of the books, except the ones that they had for each grade level.
And then you went to high school. You went to college. Why do you think you went to college?
You know, we had no counselors in high school, and we never had any conversations about what we would do after high school with any of the teachers or anybody. That was 1945. We'd gotten in the war, so I decided that I would join the Navy because it sounded good, not really knowing what joining the Navy meant. I used the GI Bill, and I wanted to get a master's degree. I did 10 years of high school teaching and did 36 years of high school counseling. And so the counseling was so satisfactory and such a great career until I really didn't want to do much of anything else.
What was it about high school counselor that you found satisfying?
Well, I found it very rewarding that I was able to help kids make college selection, help them make entrance into the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and help them in their decision-making about what they'd like to do after high school. And I had foreign students. I counseled students from Thailand, from Japan, from England, several countries. So it was just such a rewarding career until I really didn't want to do anything else.
What plans do you have for the future? What's on your bucket list?
Rest.
That was Robert and Mike Norwood of Walla Walla in today's StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Innovia Foundation. This story and others at nwpb.org.